Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Sunny, as most May days tend to be, in the hills of Appalachia, down in Knoxville, Tennessee. A dozen men put on their suits and quickly took their places, in white robes and those tall and pointed hoods that hid their faces. Their feet fell down in rhythm as they started their parade. They raised their fists into the air, they bellowed and they prayed. They loved to stir the people up, they loved when they were taunted. They didn't mind the anger, it's exactly what they wanted. As they came around the corner, sure enough the people roared. But they couldn't quite believe their eyes, it seemed to be support. Had Knoxville finally seen the light, were people coming round? The men thought for a moment that they'd found their kind of town. But then they turned their eyes to where the cheering had its source, as one their shoulders crumpled when they saw the mighty force. The crowd had painted faces, some had tacky clothes, their hair and hats outrageous, each had a bright red nose. The clowns had come in numbers to enjoy the grand parade. They laughed and danced that other clowns had come to town that day. And then the marchers shouted and the clowns all strained to hear, each one tuned in intently with a handcuff to an ear. White power screamed the marchers and they raised their fisted hands. The clowns leaned in and listened like they couldn't understand. Then one held up his finger and helped all the others see the point of all this yelling, and they joined right in with glee. White flower, the clowns shouted, and they reached inside their clothes. They pulled out bags and tore them in huge clouds of powder rose. They poured it on each other and they threw it in the air. It got all over baggy clothes and multicolored hair. Now all but just a few of them were joining in the jokes. You could almost see the marchers turning red beneath white cloaks. They wanted to look scary, they wanted to look tough. One rushed right at the clowns in rage and was hauled away in cuffs. But the others chanted louder, marching on around the bend. The clowns all marched on to a course, supporting their new friends. White power came the marchers' cry, they were not amused. The clowns grew still and thoughtful, well perhaps they'd been confused. They huddled and consulted, this bright and silly crowd. They listened quite intently, then one said, I've got it now. White flowers screamed the happy clown, and all the rest joined in. The air was filled with flowers, and they laughed and danced again. Everyone loves flowers, and white's a pretty sort. I can't think of a better cause for people to support. Green flower stems went flying like small arrows from bad archers. White petals covered everything, including the mad marchers. And then a very tall clown called the others to attention. He choked down all his chuckles and said, friends, I have to mention that what with all this mirth and fun, it's sort of hard to hear. But now I know the cause that these paraders hold so dear. Night showers, the clown blurted as he hit his head in wonder. He held up a camp shower and all the others all got under. Or at least they tried to get beneath, they strained but couldn't quite. There wasn't room for all of them, they pushed but it was tight. White power came the mad refrain, quite carefully pronounced. The clowns consulted once again, then a woman clown announced, I've got it, I'm embarrassed that it took so long to see. But what these marchers march for is a cause quite dear to me. Wife power, she exclaimed, and all the other clowns joined in. They shook their heads and laughed at how erroneous they'd been. The woman clowns were hoisted up on shoulders of the others. Some pulled on wedding dresses, chanting here's to wives and mothers. Now the men in robes were sullen, they knew they'd been defeated. They yelled a few more times, then they finally retreated. And when they'd gone, a kind policeman turned to all the clowns and offered them an escort through the center of the town. The day was bright and sunny, as most May days tend to be, in the hills of Appalachia down in Knoxville, Tennessee. People joined the new parade, the crowd stretched out for miles. The clowns passed out more flowers and made everybody smile. And what would be the lesson of that shiny southern day? Can we understand the message that the clowns sought to convey? Seems that when you're fighting hatred, hatred's not the thing to use. So here's to those who march on in their big red floppy shoes.
McDonald here on Out of the Woods, starting things off for us tonight, and a track from his new CD Later That Night. Just fabulous and fun stuff there. White Flower, yes, went the cry from all the crazy clowns, and you gotta love a counter protest to counter hatred like that. And that's a true story, and it happened again a couple times, I think. I went looking for news stories about it, and the original protest and counter protest was something like 2007 or something like that. But it repeated itself a few times over at different Klan rallies around the country, with clowns showing up shouting White Flower. And then Wife Power. I like Wife Power. Did you hear that in there as well? Fun stuff. Rod McDonald. Great new CD. Highly recommend that one. Check it out. Well, I'm Chip Calkert. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Woods. We got a lot of great new music for you tonight and today, whenever you happen to be hearing the show. And we also have a few tracks from some of the groups that are going to be appearing in July, late July, in New York State at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, which is more of a music festival these days. It's not all bluegrass. So we'll squeeze some of that in there too, just for fun, and we'll tell you about some of those groups and whatnot. We got a brand new CD though right now from a group called $8 Mountain. Their new CD is called Tied to the Tracks, and I think you might recognize this old song. Some guy named Steve did it once.
Revolution. Tick tock, tick. don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children, yeah, with no shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the streets? Oh, there's a solution. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I wanna fly like an eagle till I'm free. Fly on through the revolution. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future. To fly like an eagle till I'm free. Whoa, through the revolution. Thank you.
it's all right. Yeah, you know that it feels all right. Yeah, she seems to stand all right. Yeah, she looks good to me. So long. Yeah, it's been like way too long. Yeah, she seems to be going strong. Yeah, those legs are looking tight. Yeah, she seems to be squeaking nice. Nothing at the end of the day
will prepare you.
Nothing you can think to say
can stop us now.
Nothing at the end of the day
will make you feel any better.
Nothing you can think to say. Oh yeah, she done up a walkie on us now. Oh yeah, at the end of the day
will prepare you.
Nothing you can think to say
can stop us now.
Nothing at the end of the day
will make you feel any better.
Nothing you can think to say. Oh yeah, she done got my monkey on us now. Oh yeah,
something that was strumming
that she can relate to something universal, not about myself, something that was touching and strong enough to touch others, something that was worth more than wealth, worth more than wealth, worth more than wealth, worth more than wealth.
She is my deeper meaning. She is my state of health. She my solar system, and she's my something else,
my something else, my something else, my something else. She is my teacher. She feeds me nourishment. She makes me think differently. She was not looking for anything stream of consciousness. She was not looking for tongue in cheek. Was not looking for something to decipher. She was only looking for something more concrete, more concrete, more concrete. She's just like a jacuzzi heater. She gets high when you turn her on. With something that is strumming that she can relate to, something universal. And strong enough to touch others.
Something that was worth more than wealth.
Worth more than wealth. Worth more than wealth. Worth more than wealth.
She is my deeper meaning. State of hell. She is my solar system, and she's my something else, my something else, my something else, my something else.
Oh yeah. Get down. Keller Williams with the Traveling McCurries there from their Pick CD, and a track called Something Else. And they are something else, that's for sure. They're a bit out there, as are a lot of the groups that are going to be playing at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival out in Oak Hill, New York, coming up later this month in the month of July, yes, from the 17th through the 20th. Some of the folks that will be appearing out there, Nickel Creek, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Del McCurry Band in his 75th birthday bash, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott will be out there, the Gibson Brothers, Claire Lynch Band, Steep Canyon Rangers, and it goes on and on and on. We'll be talking about that some more as we go through this show and some of the shows in the upcoming weeks up until that happens. But we're pretty excited about it because we're going to head out there this year for the first time in many years. I haven't been out there since it was the Winterhawk Bluegrass Festival in another location in another century. But anyway, yeah, great stuff. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. As soon as I get this all ready for you, we will be right back after this.